Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hockman and Crowder theme song by Georgie Music.
Jimmy asleep. I love it.
When you were off, Crowder, we were just fascinated with that bar, Miami to Boca, McRib in your Boca. Like, it genuinely is it's just a phenomenal line. We wrote that down for DBJ.
That's a good one.
Crowder, a couple other things that we still have to get to. Welcome back to the 3 o'clock hour of the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show. Hawk is in New Jersey. So he's on the Jersey Shore. He'll be back with us Friday. We're going to be at Amerant Bank Arena mañana. We're going to be there for game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final. Josh Appel will be with us out there as well. The Marlins just lost 5-2, by the way. Mm-hmm. So they go 1-2 in Pittsburgh. I think they're off tomorrow, and they're in D.C., I believe. Double-check that for me, Jimmy. I believe they're in D.C., on Friday. Crowder, so today was day 2 of Dolphins minicamp. And I want to play some audio of Tua Tagovailoa from yesterday in the next hour, because we're going to talk with Chris Perkins. I want to play the audio of Tua talking about the culture change, and he talks about the importance of him practicing how to fall. We'll get to that. But how about this? Because yesterday when we read the quotes from Tua about the culture change, You were pretty adamant. Like, immediately you said, "Oh, that's just talk," right? Yeah. Like that's just something that you say. And what if I read you this? Does this change your opinion at all? So David Fiorenz, he was tweeting during the Bradley Chubb availability today. He says Bradley Chubb has hinted that although it hasn't been great, it hasn't been directly communicated from Anthony Weaver, the defensive coordinator, that Weaver will try to get him, Jalen Phillips, and Chop Robinson on the field together. Packages are certainly possible. And then he says, for those that say that the culture change stuff is something we've heard before, Bradley Chubb, his response, frankly, in the past, the Dolphins were lying about it. They would say it, but not really act on it. Now, Bradley Chubb says, the actions accompany the words.
It has to show on Sunday, I guess, because I was very dismissive because of the fact that there's nothing that changed. It's the same play. They didn't add, you know, these 4 or 5 draft picks. These are puppies. They're not coming and changing cultures. You have the same players, same coaching staff, same head coach, same GM. Like, you didn't adjust enough to change a culture. A culture is made, created, and that's why when they said, "Oh, it's a culture change." People were saying that when I was playing. Oh, yeah, okay. Like when Bill Parcells came in. Oh, we can see a difference. I guess that's what I'm saying. We can see a difference. But is that a culture change or is that just a change? Because you have to actually do something. You have to actually show it. So if when I see the culture change, when I see this not be a team that other teams look at as pleasant, as non-physical, as a speedster team, track meet team, when I go out there and watch a team that's whooping somebody's ass like the Panthers do, I want to see Panthers on the – I want to see Panthers, the Panthers team in Hard Rock Stadium. Then it's a culture change. Then it's a respect. Then it's that thing where now there's really a hierarchy coming down. That's my question. The culture change has to have something to do with the head coach. You can't, what they say, put lipstick on a pig.
Yeah.
That's still a pig with lipstick on it. That's not any difference. You just put some lipstick on that pig. I don't see how McDaniel can be this player friendly. Let the players, you know, what was it? Like, let the players police themselves. And now you're going to put the foot down in a 2-week period in OTAs. I need to see some change out of this team before I'm like, okay, now the culture's changed.
And look, man, this is going to sound funny for me, Crowder, because I'm the first guy, I create the culture soundbite from the Heat, and I buy into all that crap. I do. I genuinely do. I believe that culture matters, and I know it's like the most overused term in sports, and does culture matter as much as we think it matters? Let me give you an example. You're a 1-15 team in 2007 with Cam Cameron as the head coach. I would imagine there wasn't a great culture cultivated by Cam Cameron. You've said it. Like, he was a clown. You guys knew it from day one.
Pudding pop.
If there was a better culture in that locker room, whether or not it came from Cam Cameron or not, would you guys have been a better football team? Like, I'm not saying that it doesn't matter, but my point is, like, I just don't think that team had a lot of talent on it, and it showed. And yes, the coach wasn't a good coach, so that matters too. But like, had he maybe not been the best X's and O's guy, but could foster like the best hardworking culture, would it have been the difference between a 1-15 team and what? A 3-13 team? That's why that. Okay. All right. So
culture.
Is the difference between 3 wins? Like what do you put it at?
Yeah, I would say between 4-6 wins. It's where you just believe you just have some – you have that – it's like the Heat team that went 31-10, and this was at the James Johnson, Deion Waiters era, like that kind of stuff where now they're 41-41. Not impressive, but they balled. Like, they stuck with it and balled because of the Heat culture. And I do believe in the Heat culture. I give you a hard time. I do believe in Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra culture. So to answer your question, yes, culture matters. But to go from a Nick Saban 9-17 to get Cam Cameron and go 1-15, then the following year go 11-5, we didn't add a bunch of people. I know Chad Pennington was a quarterback, and we, you know, that 1-15 year, we had some questionable quarterbacks. But that's what it was. It was just like, that culture makes you go out every game and know you could win. And almost, I don't want to say fear, but it's like a pressure. It's like a passionate punctuality to do your damn job. Well, Cam Cameron, you were kind of like, yeah, well, he ain't worried about winning, so we ain't worried about winning. That's what it was with it. So just think about that. I don't even know what we went in 06. Look it up. I was trying to look it up when you were talking. But to go from a 9-win team to a 1-win team, back up to 11-win team, you saw the difference in the culture when Bill Parcells got here in 08 than you saw when Cam Cameron was peddling around, throwing keys, and not even cussing. He didn't cuss. I want to hear a cuss word. Cuss me out. If we give up 200 yards rushing, cuss me the hell out. So I go out there and tighten up. Hey, guys, we just got to do better against that run. We have to be a little more stout against that run. We gave up 200 yards, man. Cuss at me.
6-10, by the way, in 2006. You guys went 6-10, worse than 7-9, but a lot better than 1-15.
6-1 the next year to 11 wins when Bill Parcells, Tony Sperano. Now you got me talking about damn Sopranos. Tony Sperano, God rest his soul. I love Tony. And Bill Parcells came in off bat, 9-7, team run. ass-kicking football, and it showed on the field. Hey, we're going to run that. Hey, we're doing the Wildcat. And I tell about it. We joked about the Wildcat. We were whopping the Wildcat in the face all camp, but it was a physical style of play. So the culture brought the Wildcat, brought Big Vern, Jake Grove. They brought in some big, nasty, don't wash, but once a week type dudes in there. And that was the culture. It's what the Panthers are doing when they're bringing in the Marchants and the Kachucks and just, hey, man, like, yeah, if a fight breaks out, I'm about to punch somebody in the face.
Yeah, but also like
that. I don't know how many guys they're bringing in that would punch. I don't know how many guys the Dolphins are bringing in that would slap the hell out of somebody. Yeah, and that's what we had in 08.
But also, like, that roster is just really good, too. You know, that's where I think culture can get you places, as evidenced by the Heat, right? As evidenced by, I mean, there's a lot of examples. The Detroit Lions, like, maybe they're not the most talented team, but clearly Dan Campbell has just driven it into everybody's dome that, like, we're better than everybody, and they play that way. I don't know, man. I just wonder. It's great that there's a culture change. If it's true, I love that. If it's true, I genuinely love that. But also, to hear Bradley Chubb say, yeah, we talked about it for the past couple of years, but we weren't actually being about it. That bothers me too, because, hey, your window was the last 2 years. Why wouldn't you guys have been about it? And to a certain extent, even if the culture is the best culture in the NFL, even if Mike McDaniel's able to cultivate that, does that make them contenders? Like, I don't know. Like, what do we do with this now? Like, we're going to grab on to a culture change. What do we do with that? I don't know.
It's the Dan Quinn is a great example, honestly, what he did with Detroit and the bite the kneecap stuff. We play drops of it. It's just funny. I've been up there. We've interviewed Aaron Glenn when he was there and all. We went to their practices in the last 2 years. We've been to Detroit's camp practices. They bash heads. Dan Quinn with the Commanders.
Yeah.
See how fast he turned that team around? Because Dan Quinn's an old school beat the hell out of you type guy. That's the culture. Not picking up the trash in the locker room. And, you know, like, that people want to talk about all this little ancillary BS. Oh, now we really care about each other. No. The teams that turn it around, how Bill Belichick had New England for years. Studious, do your damn job, and whoop ass. If that's the culture they're talking about, because even this line, we're talking about it. I would want to follow up with Bradley Chubb on what changed in the culture. Like, what changed? Are we now going to practice harder? Are y'all not going to be late to meetings? That report came out last year where a bunch of guys were late and McDaniels was finding them and they didn't care. They just kept getting fined. That's not a culture change. That's called a rule. Rules don't change culture. Culture changes culture. And I do believe in culture. Dan Quinn, Campbell, I'm glad you brought him up. And Dan Quinn, I think, is the most recent one where he got to the Commanders. He put that old school whoop ass football in a part of it, got a great quarterback in Jaden Daniels, and turned that entire organization around. They were a game away from the damn Super Bowl because of what he brought there. That's culture. Putting your draws in a bin doesn't change culture. That's not what culture is.
Or because they drafted a really good rookie quarterback also. You know what I mean? Like, it's, look, all I'm saying is, this is the biggest topic now out of Dolphins minicamp. They're establishing this. That isn't by accident. Like, Tua says that, then McDaniel has to answer questions about it. He doubles down, and now all the players are going to come out and they're going to talk about this culture change. And my point here is, I love that. Genuinely, I love that there's a culture change. I'm not saying it's not important, but They sold us the same bill of goods 2 years ago and last year. It's been the same. This isn't new. Like, the Dolphins aren't doing anything new, but now we're supposed to believe you? This year, we're supposed to believe you? Why?
Tua is just as good. Different playing styles, 100%. He's just as good or better than Jaden Daniels. But the other guys are, say, I see you roll your eyes. Tua Tagovailoa and Jaden Daniels I think whatever the Dolphins, whatever the Commanders' record was last year, it could have been that with Tua Tagovailoa. But it's 53 guys on the team. We put too much on the court. That's the culture. I brought up Jake Grove and Jake Smiley, and they drafted Jake Long. We had a bunch of damn Jakes. We had Vernon Carey. We had some big, nasty dude doing nasty stuff. Big Ferguson. Jason Ferguson came in that nose. They brought him from Dallas. We had some nasty bastards. That's when they went and got Joey Porter. They went and got guys that fit a new nasty beat-your-ass culture, and the culture was there with the players involved. So the players have to show the culture, and Dan Campbell and Dan Quinn showed you how to do it. That's what I want. Even the Sean McVay. Sean McVay's different. Sean McVay to beat the hell out of you, you know, run the ball 4,000 or 5,000 times a game, but he's gonna have a stout defense with strong trenches. That's what you have to do. It's a culture and it's players that fit that culture, but it has to be aggressive and nasty. That's what the Patriots did for years. Be aggressive and nasty. And then, oh yeah, we got the best quarterback in the history of the NFL. We're going to go win 6 Super Bowls now. They would have still been winning if Bill Belichick stayed and they did it. I'm telling you, man, culture has to do with personnel and an approach to a game that you need some humans that are going to want to go out there and whoop another grown man's ass. I don't know if we have enough of those guys that want to just embarrass another grown man in front of his parents.
I don't want to do the Tua versus Jaden Daniels debate today, Crowder, because, look, man, people are already sick of what I have to say about Tua, and I get it. Like, it's the same thing all the time. I'm not a hater. I'm not a hater. But that one specifically.
Yes, you are a hater.
I'm not a hater. I think Tua is a really, really good quarterback. I genuinely do. I just think in order to win in this league, his shortcomings are what get in the way of the Dolphins being a great team. And I think Jaden Daniels specifically, because you brought him up, he excels in those areas. Like, being able to get out of the pocket and go give you 25 yards on a rush. And I think a lot of the reason why the Commanders were great last year is not because Jaden Daniels is able to make every throw as a rookie. It's because he was able to make every play as a rookie with his feet. But I don't want to do that today. I genuinely do.
No, I genuinely don't.
We'll revisit it.
Is Matt Stafford and Jared Goff, are they Cam Newton? Are they Lamar Jackson? Matt Stafford, Jared Goff.
Bro, but
Matt Stafford doesn't even try to run.
Right, but Matt Stafford, Crowder, the guy makes every single throw and he can take hits. It's different. I just think it's different.
And Tua can make every throw.
He can.
If he gets hit, his little fingers are going to curl up on the chest. That's the only difference. Yeah.
I want to do this today. I genuinely don't.
I bet.
And I'm not criticizing the Dolphins here. Like, on the contrary, that gets me excited. You want to, for people that think I'm a hater, that gets me excited. Okay, like there's a shift here. That's good. I just don't know why I should believe them this year. We're gonna talk with Chris Perkins coming up in the next hour.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
About it. Before we get there, let's do headlines here brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. We have an NBA Finals game tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And then Stanley Cup Final Game 4 is tomorrow. Again, we'll be out there live at Amerant Bank Arena for that game tomorrow. We told you in the last hour, Pacers are 5.5-point dogs at home in this game tomorrow. Tonight. 5.5-point dogs tonight.
Got that money.
You want to guess the...
Got 5 units on the Thunder.
Stop. Get out of here.
Sure. I'll text it to you.
Five units?
Oh my goodness. They're going to wear their ass out. You didn't watch game 2?
I did, but did you watch game 1?
But Halliburton is limping. He only scored, 16? Who's going to score? Miles Turner with them dreads hanging over his cheeks? No Pascal. Chance.
Pascal Siakam.
Pascal shot 28% the other night or something. It was the worst in playoff history or some crap. Hey, we're whooping Pascal's ass. Yeah, they done figured that out, man.
You want to guess SGA's over under?
34.5. Over.
And then the guy you say looks funny, Jalen Williams, 21.5 is his over under.
Yeah, Jay Will. He can ball though, but yeah, he got a little funny. A little funny facial features.
Pascal Siakam, 19.5. Tyrese Halliburton, you want to guess?
What, 18? 17?
17.5 tonight. 17.5.
With a bad ankle. This might be his flu game, though. It's so my guess. He comes out and balls tonight, Halliburton.
You think, okay, you have them covering 5.5?
Oh, yeah. I think it's easy. They won. What they win by 17 the other night, and they hung it up. The backups were in, and yeah. What's the dude that used to play for the Heat that now plays for Pacers with the dreads?
Well, Thomas Bryant. Are you talking about Thomas Bryant, the center?
No, big light skinned dude
for the Pacers.
Hold on, I'll look. He's like a coach on the field or whatever.
Oh, you're talking about James Johnson.
That's big. That's James Johnson. When he's in the game, you know it's curtains.
I promise
he plays so hard.
Nobody has ever described James Johnson as the big light-skinned dude. I feel very comfortable saying that nobody has ever described him as the big light-skinned dude.
Big light-skinned dude.
James Johnson will kick your ass, man. Not just you, like anybody's ass. Guy's like a black belt in jiu-jitsu.
Don't give James Johnson, don't let him bite off more than he can chew. Talking about he goes to whoop my ass, Solana.
Bro, James Johnson will whoop your ass, man. He'll put you on the ground.
We're both going to the hospital. Remember, I don't know who's going to win, Solana, but we're both going to the hospital that day.
James Johnson, I don't think so, bro. I think he'll be okay. I think he would fight you and then walk to the stadium and play in game three or sit on the bench. He doesn't play.
Okay.
Remember James Johnson showed up?
We're James both Johnson. Being ICU next to each other getting IVs.
No shot, bro. No shot. Maybe Crowder in his prime. Maybe. Bro, James Johnson might be the biggest badass in the NBA.
When James Johnson touches the court, the game is over.
Yes, that is a factual statement. Yes,
that
is a factual statement.
That's what I saw the other night, and I think it's going to be very similar, that James Johnson is going to get some minutes tonight, and that's going to mean what it means.
Somebody texted in, Solana, you're so full of bleep. Quote, I don't want to do this, but let me give my hot take first. Yeah, I did. I kind of did go that route. I'm sorry.
You do that all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, I heard Tua is better than Jaden Daniels, or they're the same. Like, I can't let that go, man. Come on.
Tua, the command. I love Jaden Daniels. I think Jaden Daniels is the future, one of them future guys in the NFL. Like, he might be the MVP one day. Tua is right there with Jaden.
Yeah.
This is where we differ. You don't think Tua is one of those top 10 dudes. Tua is a top 10 dude. Jaden's a top 10 dude.
I think he's just outside the top 10. Like, just outside the top 10.
12. Okay, I'll give you that. But you act like he's pudding cake. You act like he's you know, Frosted Flakes.
Tua
can play ball.
Jaden Daniels, as a rookie, went to the NFC title game. Like, what? And bro, did you see him carry that Commanders team?
Yes. Did you see Tua carry the Dolphins?
To what?
With no pass rush?
To what? A 24-7 loss in the first round to the Kansas City Chiefs? The U.S. men's national team.
Tua or Jaden Daniels? When's Perks coming on? We got to ask Perks.
Yeah, that's an easy one. I'm telling you right now. The U.S. men's national team.
It's just an easy one. Tua's pie.
That doesn't mean
compared to Jaden Daniels. Tua is pie.
It doesn't mean he's pie. And it doesn't mean he's pie. I'm just saying Jaden Daniels is just, he has the opportunity to be a top five quarterback in the NFL. He's not there yet, but he has the opportunity.
Tua does too. He has Liam Eikenberg in front of him.
For week one, maybe. U.S. men's national team blown out by Switzerland yesterday, 4-0. They have now lost 4 consecutive matches in all competitions under Pochettino. It is not going well. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Right now in South Florida, partly cloudy, around 85 degrees. Tonight, the lows are going to drop into the upper 70s. On the other side, we'll revisit and preview the NBA Finals tonight. Game 3, we have Rohan Nadkarni, who's going to join us in the next segment. He probably would like to comment on some Dolphin stuff as well, just knowing Rohan and his previous appearances on this show. The 3 o'clock hour of the Hockman Crowder and Solana show continues.
We apologize. This is the Hockman Crowder show.
Hot sauce flavored hard seltzers.
Disgusting, and I'm black.
Terrible. And he is black. I can confirm if you don't have the video feed.
Hock and Crowder.
We're going to.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Toyota of Hollywood. .com. We are headed out to Indianapolis, the site of Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Rohan Nadkarni, he's a sports reporter for NBC News. You can read his work at NBCNews.com. He's a South Florida guy. I'm sure he wants to partake in some of the Dolphins chatter from the previous segment. But before we get there, I do want to talk about the NBA Finals. Rohan, what letter grade do you give the finals thus far, the first two games? What letter grade would you give the finals?
I think you got to go with a solid B+, A- right now. I mean, the first game was a classic. You can't ask for a much better game than I think what you got in game one of the NBA Finals, ending on a buzzer beater, ending on a wild comeback. I think game two, obviously you wish it were a little bit closer in the fourth quarter. That's kind of the way the Thunder have been playing for a lot of the NBA playoffs so far, as they get a 15-point lead and just don't let anyone get any closer than that. But in terms of what you're seeing on the court, listen, I get it. There's this small market stuff, and we all know that the ratings are not probably what the NBA wants it to be. But if this is what people say they want when they watch basketball, which is teams with unique styles, they don't play the same way. This is not two teams trading 63-pointers on every offensive possession. I think you're seeing two teams with unique styles, with unique players. So to me, it's in that B+, A- range, and hopefully we get another great one tonight.
And, Ro, I honestly, before we even started it, I said it's going to be a sweep or a gentleman sweep. And obviously the Pacers got game one, but I think game two was kind of what I planned on seeing. I just think OKC is flat out better than the Pacers. Do you expect this to go 6 or 7? Because I don't.
I can't say I expect it to, Channing. I mean, I picked the Thunder in 5 for NBC. I mean, they have been just a juggernaut all year. And I think part of it is because people don't pay attention to the regular season like they used to. I think part of it's a young team. They're doing it differently than I think the way people expect. But this is on par with any of the great teams we've seen the last 15 years. And I'm talking, the 2015 Warriors. Pick a great team. I think this Thunder squad is right up there. They're super talented. They're super deep. You know, the Pacers are going from playing the Knicks, who had multiple guys basically on the court at any given time you could attack defensively, to a Thunder team where they're bringing their best defender, in my opinion, Alex Caruso, off the bench. They're not even starting one of the best defenders in the NBA. Like, they're a great team. I asked TJ McConnell on the Pacers the other day. I was like, you guys know, like, I basically was like, it's not really sustainable the way you guys are winning these comebacks, right? And he's like, it's definitely not the plan to go down by 15 every time. So I think the Pacers got to find a way to stay closer than they have been in some of these comebacks, because that's not a real strategy for them. This is a different Thunder team.
You're in Indiana right now. What's the vibe there right now? Because I would imagine Pacers fans are thrilled, and they have to be telling themselves what I think anybody would be, which is what, you know, I think of the Heat in 2023. They steal game two. Gabe Vincent, Max Strus have these unbelievable shooting performances, and the Heat win game two in Denver. I know you were covering the series back then, and I think you joined me for the pregame show when the series shifts back to game three. And I know what Heat fans are telling themselves, which is, hey, nobody thought we could do this against Boston. Hey, nobody thought we could do this against Milwaukee. And here they are. It's possible. And none of us seem to think like it's very possible outside of the people of Indiana.
For sure. And I will say, the pride that you see around Indianapolis right now, is it's awesome. It's really cool. This is a state where basketball is especially meaningful. And you can kind of feel that in the community. You see it everywhere you go, the slogan that they have. In 49 states, it's basketball, but this is Indiana. Like, you see it on the signs outside the bars. They say it in the arena before the games. Like, it's definitely very special. To your point, Salon, I will say, if any team's given the fans hope that they can pull off a miracle, it's the Pacers. You know, we were looking through their win probability at NBC. They had something like a 1 in 75 million chance of winning those four games that they've come back from in each round. Like, what they've done in these comebacks is really, really, you literally have a better chance of getting struck by lightning walking outside in Florida than you have of watching those comebacks that they've had. So it's a really special team. What I would say, and you know, this is a basketball knowledgeable crowd here in Indiana, look, you don't have to win the same way every night. You know what I mean? They won a game. They stole it. They literally stole it. They know it. They don't have to win that same way to win another game in this series. So I'm with you. I think they know it's a tall task, but how could they not have hope seeing what this team has done the playoffs so far?
But Ro, be honest, like SGA is going to go drop 35 plus, and then Halliburton will have 14, and Obi Toppin might have 9. And like, they just can't. Does Halliburton have to go crazy? Somebody has to go crazy to keep up with SGA.
You know, it's funny. I was just talking to a Pacers fan today who's like, why can't SGA have just one off game? And it's like, you think about it, like you'll see Jokic have an off game. We've seen LeBron James have an off game in the finals. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has been a machine in the playoffs. It's like it's 30 points every single night now. You can pencil it in. I do agree that Halliburton needs to be a lot more aggressive. I think he would agree he needs to be a lot more aggressive. He's a unique player. I mean, he didn't average 20 points a game in the regular season. That's not been what he does best. What he does best is get into the paint and create for his teammates. To me, Channing, the number you need to keep an eye on with Halliburton this series is not just points, it's the assist to turnover ratio. He had 10 turnovers the entire Knicks series. He already has 8 in this one. And the assists are down. He was I believe, over 10 assists a game or close to it in the regular season. The assists are way down. So to me, the issue is not even that he's not scoring. He's not creating for his teammates. That's what the Pacers need from him tonight. He's got to get 2 feet in the paint and either create for himself at the rim or for his teammates.
You see, NBC's got money, Crowder. Rohan's in a bomb boy. That's what it looks like up there in Indiana.
I know that picture.
This is a courtyard, okay? It's a courtyard. It's, you know, it's let's just...
Do they have a waffle machine? That's the real question. Do they have a waffle machine downstairs?
I don't think they got the waffle machine here. I haven't checked. Oh, I'm not big on the hotel breakfast. I am using the NBC money out and about Indiana, though. I'll just
you
say
don't
that.
Go. You,
just,
you don't go free breakfast at the hotel. Like, even if you don't like it, it's free. You gotta take advantage.
You know, I don't think you're wrong. I something about my wiring. It's like it's too early for me to be eating waffles and stuff. Every hotel breakfast has got the worst hours of it. It's like 6 to 9, and I'm like, no, I'm not playing your game, Courtyard.
Playing your game.
Rohan Nadkarni again, reporter for NBC News, and he is a South Florida guy. Before I know you want to get your Dolphin stuff off. That's the agreement. Rohan agrees to come on to pretend like he likes talking with me, but really he wants to talk Dolphins.
Listen to this take that the old boy has over here.
Hold on. We got the Shams Charania report that the Miami Heat are having conversations with the Suns about a Durant trade. No surprise, but now it's like quote unquote official that is happening. Does Durant, Bam, and Hero, assuming that the Miami Heat would be able to land Kevin Durant, I know it's not probable. Does that do anything for you? Because I could make the argument. It's what I was telling Crowder. I mean, Indiana is not a great team. They're a good team. And they probably benefited from the fact that the East is just wide open. So I think that's the argument to go get Kevin Durant. Like, maybe it's not the best trio or Ross or whatever, but man, like, look at Indiana. The East is open.
I completely, completely agree with you, Solana. And look, there are a lot of factors in play here. One is obviously what you would give up in a Kevin Durant trade. Two is kind of what kind of extension is Kevin Durant hoping to sign? How many more years does he want to play? Obviously, as we know, the Heat are very particular when it comes to their extensions with aging stars who miss time in the regular season. Having said all that, to your point, listen, the Boston Celtics, I think, are going to look way different next year. And that team was a boogeyman. It was looking like they could pull off a 3-4 year run here with the talent they have between Tatum and Brown. Now, you see already this season, they ran into some issues with, especially in their front court. Now you have Tatum out. But to your point, like, Indiana is playing great. Halliburton's obviously, I think, been an outstanding player. Whether you think he's top 10, top 15, doesn't matter. We've seen what Bam Adebayo can do in a playoff series. He's a playoff riser. He's a big game player, even if it's frustrating to people that he's not always the best scorer. Kevin Durant's numbers post-Achilles have been right there. In terms of what he was doing before, he's still a great scorer, still a very efficient player. If you're looking at a team where you still had Wiggins as well, and you have Wiggins, Hero, Durant and Bam, you roll the ball out with that in the Eastern Conference. Eric Spoelstra is your coach. I think that would be a potentially really, really, really good team. And you just got to get the matchups to break the right way in the playoffs. Like, the Eastern Conference, and I don't want to talk about this in a way that's going to disrespect what the Pacers have done, because this has been a fun run and the fans here should celebrate that. But to your point, it is wide open, and I think the Heat should be aggressive in pursuing it.
And Ro, just please handle this debate we've had all day today. I threw out there, if KD wants to come and the Suns want Tyler Hero, I'm down with it. Let him have Tyler. We'll have KD, Bam, and we'll figure out the rest of the roster. Solana said, we can have what is it, Solana? We can have Tyler for 12 years and only KD for 3 years. I take KD for 3 years over Tyler for 10.
It's not that Tyler's better than Kevin Durant. I just don't think it makes sense to move on from somebody who's 25 years old and was an all-star for somebody you're going to have to pay $120 million and is 38 years old coming off an Achilles tear. I mean,
listen, this is not just because of that world-famous interception heard around the world that Channing had on Tom Brady, but I'm going to have to side with my guy Channing Crowder here, because the Heat's issue with Tyler Hero is, what do you do when he wants a max extension? Are you going to pay Tyler Hero $50 million a year for the next 5 or 6 years, maybe $60 million a year at some point if he wants that max extension? Or do you go get Kevin Durant and maybe reset this team in a year or two, and you still have Bam? You know, Bam Adebayo, this next year is the last year, I believe, he's going to be on a relatively, frankly, affordable contract. He also has a max extension that he signed already. He's going to become a lot more expensive. I do think there's a world in which they have Hero, KD, and Bam for 1 year, but the situation looming over the Heat right now is, what do you do with Tyler Hero's next contract with that next extension? Because I think paying him a true max extension could potentially be really crippling for the Miami Heat. And again, I don't want to disrespect Tyler, who put in the work this last summer amid a lot of different things to earn that all-star status. And he was voted in by the coaches. That's a real honor. But to me, maxing Tyler Hero would be a really tricky situation for the Miami Heat, to put it charitably.
All right, this is a part of the show where Rohan Nadkarni talks Dolphins with Channing Crowder. Again, this is the agreement. And look, here's what we've been talking about. Culture change, because Tua's adamant about it. Rohan, Mike McDaniel doubled down. Bradley Chubb said, well, we were talking about it last couple of years, but we were faking it. This year, it's serious. That's the gist of our Dolphins talk today.
Here's where I am with the Dolphins currently. Look, there's no secret. It was an underwhelming offseason. You look at the roster, and they just still got so many holes on the team. Like, what is the secondary right now? Is it just like, hey, we're going to roll out Cam Smith and Storm Duck and see what happens? That kind of feels like the plan. So I don't know what's going on. Listen, I remember when we signed Ndamukong Suh and the run defense still sucked. Okay, like, so I'm glad that they're not throwing out these big money contracts either. Here's where I'm at with the Dolphins, though, is, you know what? Maybe the culture has changed, but enough talk, okay? Prove it to me on Sundays. You want to prove to me the culture has changed? Please don't get smacked by the Buffalo Bills on Thursday Night Football, okay? You want to prove to me the culture has changed? Go win a road game against an AFC rival, all right? I want to believe the culture has changed. I want to believe Tua. I want to believe Mike McDaniel. I really like Mike McDaniel. I'd love if he was the coach here for a really long time, but it's no secret. He's got to do it this season. He's got to prove it. So I get it. They're asked the questions. I think they're answering them the right way. You know, but I want someone. If I'm Tua, you know what I'm saying next time I'm out there? I'm saying, listen, you know, I can Omar Kelly, Chris Perkins, whoever asked me the question, I'm going on there and I'm saying, you can ask me the question about the culture change, but you know what? Instead of me telling you, let me show you on the first Sunday. Let me show you that first game against the Bills that the culture here is different. For once, I just want to see this team prove it on the field.
And Rohan, it's like we were talking about earlier with the culture change. Does it have to be physicality? Like you say, culture change. Okay, guys aren't coming to late meetings late, but you can still get your ass kicked in the trenches. Does it have to come with more physicality? Because you bring up those top teams, the teams of the Commanders and the Lions and the Bills. You bring up all those top teams, the Ravens. They're all butt-kicking physical teams. Is that where the culture has to change?
100%. And, I mean, this was reported this week. I think it was Warren Sharp, like how little the Dolphins have invested in their offensive line the last 6 years. It's funny. Every team that wins a Super Bowl chain, you know this. And next year, every team's like, well, we got to play like them. So everyone wants to be the Eagles now, right? Everyone wants to have, you know, the dogs on either side of the line in the trenches. But look, we know you. I heard you guys having the debate. Is Tua top 10? Is he top 12? Is his top 15? No one cared about where Jalen Hurts ranked as a passer when the Eagles were just stomping the Chiefs in the Super Bowl because they could do whatever they want on either side of the ball in the trenches. So to me, that's where it's got to start. They need a physical team. I mean, when was the last time you were confident the Dolphins are picking up a 3rd-and-1? Like when Lusaka Polite? When it was Lou Polite, that was the last time. And I remember when it stopped too. They played the Ravens in the playoffs, and they shut that S down immediately. Okay,
right. But Rohan, we fixed this though. We fixed this because when the Panthers wrap up their season, Jonah Gadjevich is actually going to sign with the Miami Dolphins, and he's just going to throw haymakers on 3rd-and-1 and open up the line for whoever it is, Julian Hill running up the middle.
The fact that it's like 3rd-and-2 and McDaniel's like, all right, shotgun, is like, I never want to see it. And I don't blame him.
They'll never know this is coming. Jet sweep with Tyreek Hill. They'll never expect it. Hey.
So I just want to see, for once in my life, or I guess once this decade, because like I mentioned, Lou Polite, salute to him. Salute to the 2008 Dolphins, still maybe one of my favorite years of being a South Florida sports fan. But I need to just remember the feeling of, you know what, we're going to pick up this 3rd-and-1, and it's not going to be a life and death struggle to pick up 1 yard. Listen, I do like what they've done on the interior of the offensive line. I like the James Daniels pickup. I think it's Savinea. I still haven't learned his name. But it's just – the thing is, man, they got to prove it. And this is a prove-it year for everyone on that team.
Rohan Nadkarni, I couldn't have said it any better myself. Thank you very much for taking the time once again. Hopefully we can reconnect during the offseason after we figure out what is going to happen with the NBA and the Miami Heat. Again, follow his work. He's in Indiana covering the NBA Finals, and I highly recommend following him on social media during the Finals. He will make you a smarter basketball fan. Rohan, thank you very much.
Appreciate you guys.
All right. The 4 o'clock hour of the Hockman and Crowder Show is and Solana Show is next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Like hotcakes, I mean, it must be a term that people had used.
Or it would make me believe that the term pancake was copyrighted or something, right? Like they couldn't sell pancakes, so they created
I'm going to punch you in the face.
Hawk and Crowder.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.